Recently released report by United Way of North Carolina in collaboration with United for Alice and Carolina Credit Union Foundation brings to light a new movement and community in our state. It's called ALICE, which stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. Senior Director of Operations for United Way of North Carolina, David Mercado, joins us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Glad to talk to you. Now, my first question, in our communities, who can we identify as ALICE?
So ALICE can be identified as anybody. So what can happen is it's somebody that is over the federal poverty level, but just still does not make enough to make ends meet, right? So right now we're looking at like close to 60 to 70% of North Carolinians do qualify as ALICE, you know, qualified recipients.
All right. Now tell us more about the report.
Yeah, so the ALICE report takes the average family and the income of a family. It takes, you know, so the report is justified off of the census and different things, and it brings it all together. And it shows them, like, what could they be able to survive looking at the median of what people can have in their home. So, like, you're talking, it takes everything from, you know, let's say your rent, your utilities, car insurance, everything, and then it says it divides it by what your income is in household, and then that's how they're able to determine who's ALICE eligible.
So you give an example. You say ALICE might be a situation where you're just like one crisis, a car repair or a home repair that financially could put you one paycheck away from being homeless, hungry, or unemployed is what you're...
100%, because most people do not have 2 to 3 months worth of savings. So they're living paycheck to paycheck. So let's say that somebody that's living that way and all of a sudden their car has, I don't know, four tires pop, or, you know, you're looking at, hey, their transmission goes. At that point, they're not able to support their family.
Now, what can the United Way offer to help people in this situation?
Well, that's a great thing. So with 2-1-1, with the United Way and 2-1-1 is a program that we have. We offer information and referrals, so we partner with community organizations to provide resources, right? So we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our community resource specialists are around the clock. Our current hold time is less than 10 seconds, 24 hours a day. You call in, you speak to a specialist, they provide their zip code, and we can provide them with resources in their area so they can partner with to get the assistance that they need.
Now, is there any social media you'd like to share to give people a way to get in touch with you or to get resources and help?
We do have our social media, our Facebook account, but the best thing we always want to share is actually just calling 211. The reason why we do that, our website is, you know, it's nc211.org, but the greatest thing for you to do is reach out. If you, you know, if you feel confident in using the computer, if you go into nc211, and once you go to nc211.org, you can go down to the bottom of the page. We have a new tool called My Friend Ben, which is, you know, it's a collaboration currently that we currently have with Code the Dream. And once you go into there, it would actually ask you certain demographics of your own. Everything is private. And it will show you what state resources you qualify for, long-term and short-term.
All right. Senior Director of Operations for United Way of North Carolina, David Mercado, thanks so much for the great information. Thanks for talking to us. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.